Yo, it's the Loopy Creates production, No Soul Cares podcast. What's up, listeners? I'm just getting home. You know, I had some stuff that I wanted to, get off my chest. This is about child emotional and psychological abuse. In a Healthline article in May 29th, 2018, it describes emotional and psychological abuse in children. Emotional and psychological abuse in children is defined as behaviors, speech, and actions of parents, caregivers, or other significant figures in a child's life that have a negative mental impact on the child. According to the U.S. government, emotional abuse or psychological abuse is a pattern of behavior that impairs a child's emotional development or sense of self-worth. Examples of emotional abuse include name-calling, insulting, threatening violence, even without carrying out threats, allowing children to witness the physical or emotional abuse of another, withholding love, support, or guidance. It's very difficult to know how common child emotional abuse is. A wide range of behaviors can be considered abusive, and all forms are thought to be underreported. Child Help estimates that every year in the United States, more than 6.6 million children are involved in referrals to state child protective services. According to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, in 2014, over 702,000 children were confirmed by the CPS as having been abused or neglected. Child abuse occurs in all types of families. However, reported abuse appears to be most common in families that are having financial difficulties, dealing with single parenthood, experiencing or have experienced a divorce, struggling with substance abuse issues. What are signs of child abuse? Child emotional abuse. Signs of emotional abuse in a child may include being fearful of a parent, saying they hate a parent, talking badly about themselves, such as saying I'm stupid, seeming emotionally immature when compared to peers, exhibiting sudden changes in speech, such as stuttering, experiencing a sudden change in behavior, such as doing poorly in school. Signs in a parent or caregiver include showing little or no regard for the child, talking badly about the child, not touching or holding the child affectionately, not tending to the child's medical needs. Who should I tell? Some forms of abuse, such as yelling, may not immediately be dangerous. However, other forms, such as allowing children to use drugs, can be instantly harmful. If you have any reason to believe that you or a child you know is in danger, call 911 immediately. If you or someone you know is being emotionally abused, contact your local Children or Family Services Department. Ask to speak to a counselor. Many Family Services Departments allow callers to report suspected abuse anonymously. You can also call the National Child Abuse Hotline at 800-4-CHILD for information on free help in your area. If it's not possible to contact a family services agency, ask someone you trust, such as a teacher, relative, doctor, or clergy person for help. You might be able to help a family you're concerned about by offering to babysit or run errands. However, don't put yourself at risk or do anything that would increase the risk of abuse for the child you're concerned about. If you're worried about what will happen to the child's parents or caregivers, remember that getting them help is the best way to show them you care. Now, I know this is a little off subject, but it has everything to do with the case that I'm going through and my girl's case. I can just tell you, making your child feel bad for liking someone else, having your child lie to make someone look bad, insulting your child, like, in front of other people, like having a laugh at your child's expense, all of those things are emotional abuse. And a lot of the times people take it as, oh, well, I'm just kidding with the kid, or, oh, I'm just joking. It's not a joke. The child loses sense of self-worth. the child loses sense of identity. The child loses themselves. Also, a parent can win. Also, a parent can get their way because they think it's okay. I'm just going to sit back and keep educating. And, you know, I'm a little upset. I'm upset at the court. I'm upset that it's not a bigger deal. I'm upset. I have nothing but compassion for both parties. It's just not right what parents can do. I mean, you're basically grooming your child to not like someone else. If someone came to your child and groomed them, that person would go to jail. But I don't know. That's just my opinions. That is from a healthline.com. That is from an article, most of the stuff that I read. Just educate yourselves on psychological abuse and emotional abuse in kids. I love you guys. Have a great day.